Hello, my name is Mercury and welcome to this brand new episode of Media FA. Today, I am alone. Today, I'll be discussing a lot of things, actually. I don't know why I started that intro. But I'll be discussing a lot of things because this is our 34th Media Consumers. And today, we'll be discussing the series that'll come out tomorrow. I know I'm kind of tardy to the party with this Media Consumers. It's supposed to come out the week before, but it happened. But it's here now. And today, it is the Media Consumers on the next MonsterVerse series. Monarch Legacy of Monsters. Which will be the last confirmed MonsterVerse series for now. Yeah, both of them released this year. I mean, Monarch Legacy of Monsters will finish next year on my birthday. But, yeah, both of them were released this year. We have no other ideas as to what the MonsterVerse can hold in terms of series. We do know that two to three months after the release, after the finale of Monarch Legacy of Monsters, we will see the release of Godzilla X Kong: The New Empire, which hopefully we'll get a trailer for it soon. I'm hoping December, January, around there, for us to get the trailer for Godzilla X Kong. So, yeah. Without further ado, let's begin. And speaking about Monarch Legacy of Monsters, the first theme is shows, and the first topic is Monarch Legacy of Monsters. So, what do I expect and what do I hope from this series? I hope that it adds something cool. I mean, it does look like it's adding something that's cool, that is refreshing for the MonsterVerse. We're seeing different time periods, we're seeing more monsters, which is always more appreciated. But yeah. What I'm kind of dreading about the series is that it's gonna be bad. I don't want the series to be bad. Because that'd be two for two on bad MonsterVerse series, because Skull Island wasn't that good. Sadly, Skull Island wasn't that good. You can watch the episode on Skull Island, which should be episode 230. It wasn't that good, and I didn't like it. I don't know if many people liked it, but it was there, and it was just kind of a shit show. So I hope Monarch Legacy of Monsters is better than Skull Island, just in general, because, I mean, I think it'd be a misstep if it wasn't. Something I'm kind of dreading also about this series is that the opening scene that they showed on IG, and also like all Media Consumers from eight to now, all of the topics come from IGN from the past, I don't even remember. This is the calendar. Okay. From Sunday, October 29th to Wednesday, November 8th. That is the period of trailers we're going to cover here. And also, there should be another Media Consumers next week. I know. That's pretty, this is a pretty packed month for Media Consumers. There will only be one Media Consumers in December. I'm saying hopefully because some things may happen. I mean, I'm recording this episode literally last minute. Like, after I'm done, I'm gonna have to get on the grind, do everything. I can't leave this. It has to come out today. So yeah, there's that. If anything goes wrong, that's It's a big oopsie, but yeah. I have enough time, I think. So, yeah, it's from Sunday, the 29th of October to Wednesday, 8th. And next big consumers will be on Godzilla Minus One, which is already out in Japan, but internationally, internally in the US, it's not out yet. So, and we're counting international dates, so that comes out on the first. So, as soon as we're, as this is supposed to come out a week before, so 24th of November, you should see. At the earliest point, the media consumers on Godzilla Minus One. So yeah, I mean, okay, going back to it, the CGI of the actual, like, of what they showed on IGN, it wasn't the best, and it, not that it wasn't the best, it looked like John Goodman was in a green screen, which, this worries me, because a lot of the shots in the trailers and everything, they look like they're just in a green screen. So it really does worry me that it's not gonna look realistic, because they might have not shot this on location for some reason. So yeah, I mean, there's that, but I hope it's good. And, yeah, I mean, it's Godzilla. I mean, we're gonna see more monsters from the Monsterverse. Hopefully, we get to see, Toho monsters. So, maybe some ones that aren't really, well-known. But, yeah, there's that. So, yeah, Monica Sea of Monsters comes out tomorrow, November 17th. So, yeah. Moving on to movies. The movie's theme. First up is Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Planet of the Apes is a franchise that's been a thing for a very long time. Look it up. There was like these, the reboot film series, which is, okay, so it went with Rise of the Planet of the Apes, then Dawn, and War. Then Kingdom, which has been 7 years since the last Planet of the Apes movie in this new timeline, I guess, or this new rebooted universe. But yeah, I've never watched any of them. It never really interests me. But I gotta say, the whole, like, what it is right now, with, like, what I was on the trailer with, like, the apes ruling the world and the humans have regressed back into, like, caveman era, I think that's pretty cool, but I don't know. Just, it's not really my cup of tea, and I don't know, just, I might not watch it. I don't know, just, that's an interesting concept and all that, but I don't know if it's something that I'll go on ahead and watch it for myself. And I don't know if it's gonna be the most successful movie, because I don't know if, like, Planet of the Apes, the hype for Planet of the Apes is still there. Maybe it surprises me, maybe it takes me by surprise, like Avatar, The Way of Water. Maybe it takes me a surprise and it makes $1 billion, right? I don't think movies have made $1 billion this year. I was like, maybe, I don't even think my movie's made $1 billion this year. But, yeah, so some have. I'm not even trusting bots watchers. Fucking mojo. Oh, damn. Oh, wait, Oppenheimer's still in film with theaters, really? But Barbie and Mario, that's it. The only one closest is Oppenheimer. And Guardians. Guess. Damn, fucking Across the Spider-Verse made 7 times the budget. That's crazy. Okay, well, whatever. Planet of the Apes, I mean, I'm not really interested in it at all, but it was cool, I guess. It's coming out May 24th, 2024. A lot of these things are coming out in 2024. Some 2020, I think a lot of these are coming out in 2023, actually. I don't know what I'm talking about. Next up is The Fall Guy. It doesn't have to do anything with Fall Guys. That is a very pancakes joke, and I know that. But, you know, The Fall Guy, right? Okay, so I feel like in the trailer they show kind of what the movie's about, which is Ryan Gosling. It's just Ryan Gosling being an action hero and trying to stop this like mafia people from doing bad things because they killed a big actor who's played by Aaron Taylor Johnson. So I don't know, it's just I think they revealed most of the movie in this trailer, and honestly, I mean, it looks goofy. It looks like a lot of a goofy fun, but I don't know. Just it looks pretty generic, and honestly, probably like has Marvel humor, which has fallen out in recent times. So I don't know if that's something that you want to lean into right now. But yeah, just honestly, not really interested in this movie, not at all. It looks funny, but I don't know, just not worth my time, I would say. Just not really. No. I don't think it's gonna be pretty good. I think it's gonna be a goofy fun, but that's really it. So much shit in the past few days. I really missed. Damn. Wait, what the fuck happened? What? Whatever. You know, I'm not really interested in watching The Fall Guy or anything. It's just, it's a movie that's there, and it can be there, I guess. Like, maybe it's funny, maybe it's not. I don't know. Probably not gonna watch it. It's coming out March 1st, 2024. Next up is The Family Plan. Well, this movie is another generic plot thing. It's Mark Wahlberg. It's a retired spy, assassin spy person. And he has to go back to life because they found him, and now that he's a retired family man, he has to take care of this for one last time. One last time he has to take care of this thing. But then I think this movie can benefit from, actually, unlike unlike Fall Guy, is that this movie has humor, which is something I'm not a lot of the movies that are in this revenge, not really revenge, but like, I must protect my family by being my old self or whatever. It's not there, and like series is not there, and it's pretty, it looks funny, I think. I don't know, maybe it will be, maybe it won't be, I don't know. But yeah, there's that. But I'm probably not gonna watch Family Plan. Maybe it'll be another generic movie with Marvel humor again. But yeah, no high hopes here for The Family Plan nor The Fall Guy. But yeah, The Family Plan is coming out December 15th of 2023. Next up is Bad CGI Gator. Now, this movie is one of those movies that's probably gonna be so bad it's good, even with the title of Bad CGI Gator. I feel like they make the Gator an actual killer. I feel like they should have made this a comedy movie instead of a horror movie, because I feel like it could have worked as a comedy movie by literally just saying that it's a bad CGI gator. And, like, they acknowledge it. I mean, they do acknowledge it looks like a bad CGI gator. But maybe, like, just playing into it. Like, maybe the gator is so badly rendered that it doesn't do any damage. And so the literal, like, thing of the movie is just trying to delete it from its existence. Because it's so... Because, it, like, how do you deal with something that's, like, badly computer-generated in a world that's live-action? Like, that'll be so much interest, so much more funny. We have the gator have no real... It's not, like, a threat. It's just a comedy movie. I feel it could have worked a lot more. I mean, I'm probably describing, like, the most terrible fucking movie I've ever seen in my life. But I think, like, it could have worked more if it leaned more into the whole thing. Like, maybe... It's a scene of this girl, like, outside or something, and then she encounters the gator. And maybe it's, like, and she gets her leg bitten off. Maybe it should have her leg bitten off. Maybe it tries to, like take, like, gnaw away, like, you know, like, bite off the girl's, like, thing, but it just doesn't, it can't, because it's... It's so badly rendered that its teeth aren't sharp enough. It's like, I don't know, something like that. Like, it just can't interact with the world, and it just does crazy things. It's trying to stop it from, like, destroying the world with its lagginess and just ugly looks. I don't know. I think it could have worked like that, but they clearly didn't go that way. Maybe it'll be fun, but I don't know. Just a lot of missed potential there, I feel. But I mean, it might be fun bad. It probably will be fun bad, because it might have all those tropes. I don't know. Just there's that. I gave my two cents on this movie. I mean, I'm not gonna watch it, but it could be a lot of fun. But I think it could have been a lot more fun. But yeah, Bad CGI Gators coming out November 24th, 2023. Next up is Mean Girls. Now. I don't know what to say. It doesn't look like my type of movie. I don't think it looks pretty good. It's also coming out on my birthday, like the final episode of Monica and the Monsters, but I'm probably not gonna watch this. So, yeah. I don't know what to think about this. It doesn't look very good, and I'm not interested in it, and... I don't know, it just doesn't look good. I'm not interested. It's just high school girls doing, like, early 2000s high school girl things. Maybe that's what Mean Girls is about. I just don't know. Maybe I'm just uncultured, right? Maybe I don't know the intricacies of fucking Mean Girls, right? But I don't know, just... But, like... Maybe, I don't know the intricacies, I don't know the deep meaning of Mean Girls, and the fact that there's fucking jokes, I don't know, just like general sex joke, I don't know, man, it's just, maybe I don't get it, but it doesn't look appealing to me, I'm not gonna watch it, so... It's just there. It's coming out January 12th, 2024. I don't know. Just not on my radar. Next up is Candy Cane Lane. Now this movie, has a pretty interesting premise. It's a Christmas movie with an elf as his villain, which I don't know. You don't really see elves being villains in media in general. It's pretty interesting to see it being played out here. So, yeah, I mean, there's that, I guess. So, yeah, I mean, it looks fun. There's, like, this, like, element of, like, being cursed into, like, toys and whatever. I think that's pretty cool, playing into, like, elf thing, having toys and all that. So, yeah. I don't remember who started this movie. But, I mean, it looks like a fun movie, I guess. But, I don't know. I'm not going to watch it. Again, a lot of these movies I'm not going to watch. Nah, it's like a maybe like one. Let's see, actually here. But yeah. There's that. So I don't know. It's really just me, but I mean, I like the premise. But I don't know about the execution. I don't know. Maybe it'll be good. But I don't know. So yeah, Candy Cane Lane is coming out December 1st, 2023. Next up is Raging Grace. Now, this movie does look pretty good. It looks creepy. It's unsettling. It looks like the right thing. If I don't know. If you want a little bit of body horror. There's a scene where like this old man has like bugs crawling out of him, like decomposing him from the. I mean, you decompose from the inside out, but it's the outside in. I don't know. But yeah, just what am I talking about? Raging Grace just looks like a great horror movie. I don't know if I'll watch it, but it looked great. It's unsettling. It's like everything you want in a horror movie. It's pretty serious, but yeah, it looks great. So yeah. It's coming out December 1st, 2023, and honestly, I think I watched this over Candy Cane Lane. And finally, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. Now, I liked the first, not the first, but like, you know, the first soft reboot Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters Afterlife, which was, I'm surprised it was so long ago, you know? It was, like, it feels like decades ago, but now it doesn't feel like that long ago, but it was a long time ago. It was 2021, late 2021. So I love Ghostbusters. I watched the first one. I never finished the second one. I never, that really interests me, but I love the first one. I liked Afterlife, so I'm really excited to go into here and enjoy Ghostbusters again. I like the idea of the frozen empire, like the frozen ghost, like the freezing ghost thing. That's cool. And I'm excited to see Ghostbusters again. And honestly, I don't know, another movie to watch next year, which is pretty packed. Minus Marvel. Marvel is taking a back seat next year. I think so is DC. I don't think DC has a single movie for next year. No, they don't. Minus Joker. They have Joker, actually. So, yeah. There's that. Yeah. Both Marvel and DC are taking a back seat next year. That's interesting to think about. But, yeah. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire is coming out March 29th, 2024. And yeah, so moving on to gaming, right? So first up is Tekken 8. Like every time we talk about Tekken 8, I'm not gonna mention I already played the Tekken 7. I like Tekken 7, but honestly, looking at the gameplay here, it looks a lot better than I think earlier on. I like what they showed here. I obviously I think I talked about how much I like the fact that all of the characters come from different backgrounds and they have different playstyles and all that. I mean, every character has to have a different playstyle, but they have different playstyles based on their cultural background. It's really cool. So, yeah, I mean, Tekken 8 looks great. Probably not gonna buy it though, because I have other games I wanna play. Like, I wanna eventually buy I want to buy Phantom Liberty, Baldur's Gate. I want to play Baldur's Gate. Other games I want to buy. I want to buy Persona 3 Golden. Not Persona 3 Gold. What the fuck am I talking about? Persona 3 Reload. I enraged so many fans. I enraged both Persona 4 fans and Persona 3 fans of that one. Sorry. And I want to play, hopefully, the next Capcom game that comes out next year. That's still millions for March, so maybe Monster Hunter, hopefully Monster Hunter. So yeah. Yeah, I mean, Tekken 8 just looks great, but I'm probably not gonna buy it. So yeah, I mean, there's that whole thing. But yeah, just looks cool, and honestly, can't wait to see how it happens with the whole competitive scene by moving over to Tekken 7, I guess. Yeah, Tekken 8 comes out January 26, 2024, so pretty soon. Next up is Jujutsu Kaisen Cursed Clash. Now, like most, I guess, anime games, it's another fighting game with an open arena and whatever, so honestly, this looks pretty generic compared to other anime fighting games, so yeah, I mean, I'm not particularly excited. I've never watched Jujutsu Kaisen. I'm planning to watch Jujutsu Kaisen, but I'm currently watching other things that I can't fucking take my eyes off. And I can't, do anything, but yeah, just there's that. I mean, can't wait for more. Jujutsu Kaisen, because it's a. I've only heard good things about Jujutsu Kaisen, honestly. So yeah, I mean, honestly, great stuff here. I mean, not great stuff, but great in general. I don't know, if you're a Jujutsu Kaisen fan, it's great. You have this, but I don't know, just doesn't look appealing to me. So yeah, there's that. Because it's just the same thing. It's just Dragon Ball. It's just for the Dragon Ball games, the Kill la Kill game, the Naruto game. Just looks the same. So yeah, I don't even know any of the characters, so I can't really opine on how they accurately put their moveset into the game. So yeah, there's that. Yeah, Jujutsu Kaisen Cursed Clash comes out February 2nd, 2024. Again, if you really want, you can pre-order it now. Next up is Super Mario RPG. Now, Super Mario RPG has been a game that's very beloved for a while, for a long time, and people wanted Geno to be in Smash, so I can tell. So yeah, I mean, just and this looks pretty good. I've only heard good things about it about this remake. So yeah, I mean, hopefully it does well enough to make Nintendo, I don't know, want to make more. Yeah, I mean, it looks pretty cool. Am I gonna buy it? Probably not. Another one of those other games I'm probably not gonna buy. But yeah, I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of RPGs, but I might get excited for Mario, because it's Mario. Mario's always fun. I did hear there's a curveball, like a level curve in around the game. I don't know. Maybe why I'm trying that Persona just grinding is another thing, man. Well, I gotta say, yeah, Mario RPG. I don't know. Probably. I don't know. If I bought it, I'd probably like it, but I'm not sure. So yeah, I mean, everything I've heard about it looks great, and they say it's great. So, I mean, No reason to doubt those super fans if they think the game is great, because Nintendo fans are very picky. So yeah, I mean, Mario RPG looks got a lot of fun. So yeah, it's very beloved. So it's great that they're doing great and they're in the right track. So yeah, Super Mario RPG comes out November 17th, 2023, so tomorrow. Next up is the Exoprimal Title Update 3, which will add Monster Hunter items and monsters. So, yeah, I mean, you can probably guess what it is. They put in Velociprey as a horde enemy. You know, like I guess those raptor enemies in the game. And Rathalos is gonna be a monster you can fight, which just has the same moves that we've seen since World. And the same model of World. And we're gonna, and they're gonna make a, I think it's a mech, I know, an Etzel suit. That's gonna be Rajang. Which is, looks funny, honestly. Something that bowed me though, Exoprimal. I've never heard anything. I don't even know what Title Update 3, I don't even know what Title Update 1 and 2 for this goddamn game. That's what bothers me about the, like, this game should have been an easy slam dunk for Capcom, but it just wasn't. And now that they're doing the Monster Hunter collab, maybe they're trying to regain some of that, some people are like, hey, you want to get this game? I mean, look, Monster Hunter, you like Monster Hunter? We're like, I mean, yeah, but... you know, it just doesn't... I think this is gonna be fighting monster to monster with guns, you know? Which is what, that's what the movie did, and didn't really end well, so I don't know. I mean, you can't really hit the movie to this game, but, you know. People didn't buy the game for a reason, and I think they're gonna buy this game for Monster Hunter. Maybe the sales go up. Maybe that's what they're doing, is for the sales to go up, but I don't know. I don't think it's gonna happen. So yeah, Exoprimal Title Update 3 is coming out January 18th, 2023. There we go, I said it. Next up is Project Sigma. Aside from the first name, this game looks like it has a lot of potential. Now, it does look like that way. It has a lot of potential, but I don't think I've realized it yet. It looks pretty unpolished. I feel like the gameplay is interesting, but I feel like what it could benefit from is just more styles. Because in the trailer, what they showed was like the same, like two people playing the exact same like character, pretty much the same moves and all that. So I think what this game could benefit from is much more variety. Because they didn't show that here. They showed two people piloting the same mech with the same moveset, and they have, as an individual unit, the same moveset. The enemies don't really react to anything. In the environment, they're just gonna die. And it doesn't look like there's much of a challenge in the game. So, yeah, there's that. I mean, honestly, I don't know, just not really. I mean, I'm interested in this game to see how it goes, but I don't know. Not really my cup of tea right now. So, yeah, Project Sigma is on release day right now, but maybe we'll get something soon for this game. Hopefully, it looks a lot better next time. Next up is Overwatch 2 Season 8, which introduces the new hero, Mauga. Mauga. And honestly, the hero looks pretty cool, but I don't really play Overwatch. I don't know. I played Overwatch when it first came out for a while, like a year, I don't know, definitely like a year. I never played it. I don't think I played it past the 1 year anniversary. And then I came back a little for when Overwatch 2 came out, but then I gave up again, and just. I've never played it again, honestly. But the hero looks cool and everything, but I don't know. I'm probably not gonna play this game at all. Again. So, yeah. Just that. So, Washington 2 Season 8 is coming out December 5th, 2023. And honestly, I might not come back to Overwatch 2 unless it has a story mode, which I will play the fuck out of. we can Overwatch lore is somehow very cool. Yeah, moving on, Diablo 4, and next up is Diablo 4 Vessel of Hatred, which I like top down strategy games. So yeah, this is a pass for me, and they didn't really show anything that is worth mentioning that I've already mentioned in Diablo 4, my Diablo 4 discussion, which I mean not really much to talk about right now. So yeah. Just more of the same. Like, I don't like top down, I'm not gonna play Diablo 4 and all that, so yeah. Just saying. Not on my radar, and I can't really say anything new because it didn't show anything new. And I don't know what's going on, so can't really opine on anything anyway, so yeah. Diablo 4 Vessel of Hatred, which is DLC that's coming for Diablo 4, if you couldn't tell, is coming out late 2024. Next up is World of Warcraft The War Within. And I don't think I saw gameplay for this anyway, but I'm not, and you know, World of Warcraft, I don't know. I know it had a bad movie, and that's pretty much it. So yeah, I mean, fantasy world, whatever. I mean, yeah, just like a thing. I don't know. I'm not really interested in World of Warcraft, and what they showed here didn't really interest me either. I can't fucking remember it for the life of me. But yeah, it just looks like a lot of things. I don't know, like a lot of things. I don't know how much World of Warcraft has currently, but it's definitely definitely more than what they. It's definitely more than you probably think. So I don't know. Just looks like looks like. I don't know. If you're a fan of World of Warcraft, you might like it, but you might be waiting for this. I don't know. Just not for me. So yeah, World of Warcraft: The War Within is coming out in 2024, and you can pre-order it now. Next up is Tarrasland. Now this is interesting. I like what this is, where this is going. Tarrasland, pretty interested in seeing what it becomes. And honestly, the world looks interesting. I like the fantasy elements here. It just looks interesting. I don't know if I'll play it, but maybe if it's less than $40 when it comes out officially, maybe I'll play it. But I don't know. Just looks interesting. I think the gameplay looks interesting. Might like it if it's not top down. But yeah, just there's that. So yeah, just saying. There's not much to go on since they didn't really show much gameplay, which is what you really want to look at when you're looking at a game. You want to see its gameplay. So yeah, I don't know. I didn't saw much gameplay of Tarrasland in the trailer, but yeah, I mean, there's that. So yeah. The second closed beta is coming out in November 2023, so probably already came out. But yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't know. Yeah. Next up is Brawlhalla Edge SpongeBob SquarePants. Now, this is pretty interesting since I think Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl 2 just came out, so, and obviously SpongeBob is on there. So they're pretty interesting to see this happening. And yeah, they have like SpongeBob audience, which is pretty cool. And this is the only game where SpongeBob can fight Rayman. Fun fact. So yeah, I mean, there's that. It's pretty interesting stuff here. And honestly, I like Brawlhalla, but I only played like once or twice. So yeah, there's that. But yeah, pretty cool to doing a SpongeBob collab. It's something I don't think you'd see it a lot. And they have like a bunch of like memes as the attacks and all that. So that's pretty cool to see. And honestly, that's a treat. So yeah, looks cool. If you're a fan of SpongeBob and Brawlhalla, which is a pretty weird combination to say, I think you'd enjoy this. Yeah, it's coming out November 29th, 2023. Next up is Vampire Survivors 1.8 Adventures Update. So yeah, this looks... Vampire Survivors always looks pretty cool. It's like an 8-bit game. Not 8-bit game, but like, you know, like from the Pixel era, I guess. It looks pretty cool. It's they're adding like a new game. Like technically, just like a new game plus mode. In theory, so yeah, I mean, there's that, so yeah, cool beans. Yeah, I mean, just otherwise cool things here. And I might play Vampire Survivors. I don't know if it's out already on like consoles and everything, but I might play it if it's on sale. I don't know. Just looks cool. But I don't know if I'll like it. I really don't know. Just might not be on my list of games I have to play. You know, it just might be there. I don't know. That's just my opinion. For now, I don't know. Yeah. So yeah, we didn't release it for the 1.8 adventure update, but that'll be close. That's maybe it'll be close. Next up is Always in Mind. Now they didn't show much about this game. But what I saw looks pretty cool. They have like items as like platforming. It's not really new. Having items like normal big items as platforms and all that. But that's otherwise pretty cool. And yeah, I mean I don't know what to say other than like. It was cool. Maybe it'll be the deep, thought-provoking or whatever, but yeah, just otherwise pretty cool. Probably not gonna buy it, but yeah, just if you like these deep, thought-provoking games, this is what this looks like, and maybe you'll like it. I don't know. It looks like a fun little platformer. Yeah. There's that. So if you wanna get Always in Mind, you gotta look because we don't have a release date for by now, but. It might come out. We might get another set soon. Maybe in the next meeting consumers. Who knows? Hey, you'll get the release date for Always in Mind. So next up is Assetto Corsa's Competizione 24-hour Nürburgring. I'm not DLC pack. It's a fucking racing game, which I'm not a big fan of. And Assetto Corsa Competizione has been on the podcast before, I think. And honestly, not really my cup of tea. Again, racing games aren't really my cup of tea, so probably not gonna get this or the game itself. So yeah, I mean, they didn't show anything at all. So yeah, there's that. So, yeah, we don't have a reason for this either, so can't really say anything. Yeah, next up is The Walking Dead Destinies. Now, again. They didn't show much, but about gameplay, they actually showed gameplay this time, but it looks pretty generic and honestly not that polished. So I don't know what they're thinking about this game. So yeah, more of that weird story stuff, I guess, that we saw earlier, the last media consumers where we touched upon Walking Dead Destinies. But yeah, so there's that. Yeah, just. The gameplay looks like a survival or MMO, whatever, or RPG, you know, the whole nine yards. And, yeah, just not really something I'm interested in playing at all, from what I saw from little bits of gameplay, and the fact that they're actually holding off on gameplay. Like a week before it releases, so I don't know. Just doesn't look like a very good game. So, yeah, it's coming out tomorrow, November 17th, so yeah. Moving on, we have Mass Effect 5, which pretty interesting. I've actually wanted to play the Mass Effect game, but I don't have the storage for it. Actually, I should really download it. I don't know. Depends on their storage size. But yeah. I haven't had the Mass Effect games thanks to PS Plus, but I haven't played them yet. Because, again, not on my radar right now. I have other games to play, but yeah. I heard that Andromeda was a big file of fucking dog shit. So, yeah, pretty interested to see where this goes. Didn't show anything substantial in this. But yeah. Mass Effect 5 is coming out at some point in the future. We don't know when, but yeah, there's that. Not really much to opine here because didn't show anything. So, and I've never played a Mass Effect game, so can't really say anything. Next up is Dead by Daylight X Chucky. Now, again, they're showing the gameplay for this, but I'm pretty interested to see how they actually adapt Chucky into Dead by Daylight, because Chucky is very small, so maybe there'll be some gameplay things there, like maybe it's easier to sneak onto players, maybe he has like less health or whatever, I don't know, just they can do a lot of things with Chucky. So yeah, I mean, honestly, they can go ham on this And hopefully, I mean, hopefully it looks good, and, you know, it does blow. Day by Day has a lot of characters. I looked it up. They've had crossovers for years now. Ever since, like, I think the game came out, around when the game came out, the first crossover was Michael Myers, so, yeah, I mean, they've had crossovers, and if from up to, from every direction, so, yeah. Honestly, really, really cool. So, really interested to see how Chucky plays into this, and really, really interested to see, like, I haven't heard anything from, like, Nicolas Cage ever since that announcement back in like May. So yeah, pretty interested to see how the that all plays out. So yeah, Dead by Daylight's Chucky comes out November 28th, 2023. Next up is Hollywood Animal. So yeah, this was pretty it's like a building game pretty much with like a Hollywood set. So yeah, interesting stuff here. But what really interests me most is the characters talking in the trailer itself. That's more interesting than what they actually showed in the trailer with the gameplay. So I don't know. I feel like it could. I feel like if they have that commentary during the game, I feel like it can be. It might be cool. But I don't know. Just really interesting stuff here. But I don't know. Just not really something I interesting to play building games. You know. So yeah. Honestly, interesting premise, but I don't know. You know, a lot of stories can develop from this, from the whole Hollywood thing, so, yeah. Anyways, Hollywood Animal comes out 2024. Next up, our final two announcements have to do with Risk of Rain, so, yeah. First up is Risk of Rain 2, Secrets of the Storm. They didn't show anything, actually, here. It's only like an announcement trailer, but, honestly, Pretty interested to see how this goes. I want to play Risk of Rain 2. Or both Risk of Rains, I guess. But I never had the chance to get them. So yeah. I will see if I like what I see from Risk of Rain. To maybe see if I'll check out Secrets of the Storm. But yeah, they didn't show anything here. But honestly, everything I've heard about Risk of Rain 2 has been great. So I might actually get it. Yeah, no release for Secrets of the Storm. Next up, and our final announcement of the day, Risk of Rain Hostile Worlds. Now, this game is a mobile game. It's a Gacha mobile game, which means you'll be trying to get characters from a system where you just summon them, kind of like a game's Genshin Impact comes to mind. The way you summon them reminds me of Transformers Earth Wars, which I'm going to do through crystals. So, yeah, there's that. But honestly, not really interested. It's another top-down. It's a top-down game. I don't know if Risk of Rain is top-down, but it's a mobile game. I don't play mobile games. It's a top-down game. I don't like top-down games. So it's like a bunch of things I don't like. So, yeah. I mean, there's that. I mean, just honestly, I'm not really interested at all in whatever they're cooking up here in the world, a Risk of Rain Hostile World. It's not really my thing. So, one of my favorite monsters from each. Well, it shows this to be default monarch. Let's see, monsters, duh. From movies, Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, and from gaming, I would say Tekken 8 and Mario RPG. So that's it. Follow us on Twitter @media_buffet and @DA_entertainment with the E at the end. @DA_entertainment, that whole thing on YouTube, and Media Buffet on Spotify, and @MediaBuffetYT, Media Buffet Bonus on YouTube if you want bonus content. For me, it's @MercurySCheese on Twitter, @MercurySC on YouTube, and now I'm streaming on Twitch, MercurySCheese on Twitch. So that's it. What were your favorite things that we covered here, or I covered here in the episode? Let me know in the comments. So yeah, that's about it. See ya.